As always, welcome again to Sunday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus, the Feast of the Epiphany. Among all the Christmas cards that you sent, the cards that you received for Christmas, I'm sure that some of those cards depict this scene of the Epiphany, the three wise men giving gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the newborn king, this newborn savior of the world. The word epiphany is a Greek word that means manifestation or appearance, because it's on epiphany that our Lord is manifested as the newborn savior of the world. Tradition has it that there were three kings, three wise men, but we don't know if there were three or two or perhaps even more than four. But what we do know about these magi is that they weren't Jewish. They weren't from Israel. These magi weren't religious in the sense that they worshipped God. They were astrologers. And in the ancient world, to be a magi, to be an astrologer, was very highly regarded by society. They were almost treated as kings in the ancient world. Magi inspired awe. Magi inspired respect. And magi even inspired a sense of fear among people. People looked at the magi as being almost godlike in that sense. This Feast of the Epiphany raises a fundamental question. A fundamental question about your life. About our life. And that question is this: do I really need a Savior? Do I really need a Savior? As you know, there are a lot of wise people in the world. There are a lot of people in the world that claim to be wise but don't believe that we need God. A lot of people who don't believe that we are, in fact, in need of a Savior. Many people believe that they can get by just fine in life without God. For a lot of people, this God is a myth, a fairy tale. For some people in the world, no amount of evidence, no argument, as strong as it may be, pointing towards the existence of God is ever enough. Nothing that we can ever say, no evidence that we could give, offer, is ever able to bring these people to belief in God, to bring them to church. I know people like this, and I'm sure you do as well. The Magi came to worship the incarnate Son of God because only this newborn king could fill in that gap that each of us has in our hearts for something more, something that human knowledge, something that all of the things in the world cannot satisfy. Those words of St. Augustine ring so true. You remember St. Augustine who said, "Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you." King Herod's heart was restless. The Magi's heart was restless. Our hearts are restless. We really do need a God. We really do need this Savior. I wonder whatever happened to these three Magi. These Magi. You ever wonder what happened to them after they left Bethlehem? The Gospel tells us that they went home by a different way, but that's all the information that we are given. One tradition holds that these Magi eventually became Christians and that they were martyred for their faith. We don't know for sure, but one thing is for certain, that when these Magi encountered Christ, when they truly encountered Christ, their life was never the same after that. Everything was entirely different. Their life's focus, their reason for living was completely changed. When they went home a different way, yes, it was physical and it was geographical, but more importantly, after they encountered Christ at Bethlehem, the different way that they went home by was existential. It was spiritual. Their reason for living had now changed. Christ changed them. And so it must be for us. When we encounter Christ, especially at the Mass, the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world, it is this Lamb of God who came into the world as the desire and the fulfillment of the desire of every human heart.